So get a load of this. We've got a new feature here on WGN. We're going to do this on Thursdays for I don't know how many weeks, but we're going to start it today, and I know we're going to do it for a good month or two or 12. It's called Best of the Midwest, where we feature fun things to do, good places to go, within, let's say, a tank of gas from where you're listening to us in Chicagoland. You can get far enough on a tank of gas these days, so we may send you to Michigan or Wisconsin or Iowa or Southern Illinois or Southern Indiana. And our first episode is with the good folks from Walworth County, from the Visitors Bureau and the Walworth County Fair. And in our studio right now, here, let me turn your microphone on. How are you? How does that sound?
Sounds great.
You're a broadcast pro. You don't need me to help you very much, do you?
I wouldn't call it a pro.
You are. Now, are you a Tim or are you Larry? Larry.
I'm Larry.
This is Larry Gaffey. He is the general manager of the Walworth County Fairgrounds. Am I right about
that's
that?
That's right, yeah.
So Walworth County, where is that?
A lot of people might be familiar with where Lake Geneva is.
Sure.
It's just right across the border from Illinois, and we're... The fairgrounds is in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, about 6 miles, 8 miles north of that.
So the towns of note then, you mentioned Elkhorn.
Yes.
You mentioned Lake Geneva.
Yep.
What else?
Lake Geneva is the most famous town probably for Illinois. During the summer months, the whole area we call the Southern Lakes region is resort lake after resort lake and resort after resort and all kinds of things for visitors to do in Walworth County, including the fairgrounds, which has a lot of events, a lot of big events.
Did I see that's like one of the biggest state fairs or county fairs in the state?
It's the largest county fair in Wisconsin, and not by a little bit, by about double.
Really?
Yes.
How is that? Just because, really, you're situated perfectly between Milwaukee and Chicago,
right? Chicago, right, yeah.
So you get maybe, you probably get more from Wisconsin than from Illinois, though.
You know, it's pretty close. About 40% of our business comes from Milwaukee and about 28% from Illinois, Chicago area.
So I could do the county fair.
Yes.
When does that start?
September 1st, which is a Wednesday, and it goes through Labor Day, September 6th.
Okay, so that's that's a better part of a week.
6 days.
What about other days of the year? What are features that folks in our listening area might look forward to in Walworth?
Well, this weekend, for example, we have a new German festival called Das Fest, and it's a three-day German festival. We've got a famous German restaurant coming in from Milwaukee called Mater's. But we have a live glockenspiel. We've got all the polka bands, huge tents, massive tents.
Is that on the fairgrounds?
It's on the fairgrounds. Lots of things for kids to do. We also have two nights of rodeo going on in our grandstand on Saturday and Sunday. And then we also have two horse shows this weekend going on at the same time.
Do folks that do it come and stay up there, or do they just commute back and forth?
They do both. I mean, the hotels are certainly get filled up pretty fast in the area, but there's a lot of hotel space around the Lake Geneva Elkhorn area.
So is that what you do? Just book a hotel in Lake Geneva or Elkhorn and then go to the county fair, go to any of these spots?
That's right, yes.
Any recommendations along those lines?
Absolutely not. are great sponsors of our events, but they're all great partners for Walworth County, and they're all great. There isn't really a bad one I can think of.
One of your partners is going to join us, in fact, in just a minute. It's 11:42. So Larry Gaffey is with the Walworth County Fairgrounds. He's the general manager over there. So I guess you know not just about the fair, but about events going on there all year long, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So probably 12 months of the year you've got something
we
going
do.
On.
We do. Anything from, we have a concert series called Rock the Barns that we do throughout the wintertime with various rock bands that are a lot of fun. We do a lot of Hispanic events at the fairgrounds nowadays, which are great. We do a lot of jariperos, they're called, which is a bull riding music event that's really cool, very cultural.
No kidding, yeah.
Good visually to watch. But we have other festivals. We have the largest barbecue festival in the state of Wisconsin happens at our fairgrounds, Elkhorn Rib Fest.
When is that?
It was a couple 3 weeks ago.
You could have called me. You didn't call me? That sounds so good.
Yeah.
So brisket and ribs and stuff like that?
Absolutely. We had estimated 120,000 people there, something like that.
It's 11:43. Larry, stay right there, and we'll also introduce our listeners to Tim Malinock, who is the executive director of the Visitors Bureau. Let's tell you a little bit more about Walworth County and all the things that there are to do. If you are listening to WGN Radio and you're within the reach of my voice, you're probably less than a gas tank away from these good folks. So we'll fill you in on something to do this late summer and early fall on WGN. This is WGN. John Williams here. Best of the Midwest is a series we start today giving you great places to go throughout the Midwest. Let's say not even a full day's drive for something fun to do for the day, for the week, for the weekend. We start in Walworth County. That's southeast Wisconsin, right between Milwaukee and Chicago, you know, the Lake Geneva area. In our studio is Larry Gaffey. He's the general manager of the Walworth County Fairgrounds. And I think your partner in crime, Tim Malinock, is on a phone line. He's the executive director of the Visitors Bureau. Is that right? So should we put him on, yes or no?
I say yes. Let's put him on.
Tim, you made the cut. Congratulations.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now you're on. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. I do have to say I appreciate that you said my last name correctly.
Malinock.
Yes. It's been butchered so many times. So
well, I'm glad I finally know how to pronounce it, Tim, after working with you for a while.
Did I just get it right for the first time?
No.
What is the origin of that? What kind of name is Malinock, Tim?
It's Russian, but it originated in a different pronunciation and a different spelling. But a little family history, when they came over and stuff, whoever was checking them in couldn't pronounce it correctly, and so they just phonetically pronounced it and phonetically spelled it. So that's how I have the last name now. But it used to be Malinock.
You know, there's a radio segment to be had along these lines, especially in Chicago and Milwaukee, because, listen, my real last name is not Williams. It is something like what you just said. And the spelling of my true family name is different than the original name, because when my ancestors came over, somebody in Ellis Island said, yeah, we're going to fix the spelling on that for you here in America. I think a lot of us have different spellings or pronunciations.
Here.
You too?
Same here. It was O. Gaffey.
No, really, you're Irish?
Yeah, Irish, yeah.
And I wonder why they dropped the O.
I don't think a lot of people liked Irish people.
And
back
so maybe
then.
At the time, maybe it was.
And protect themselves.
Sometimes it wasn't the decision of the family, but maybe just the clerk that was admitting you into the U.S.
Right.
at the time, right?
Yeah, could be.
Well, yeah. We're glad that both of you were able to join us. You know, we've just been talking a little bit about all the stuff going on at the fairgrounds. I guess that's Larry's specialty. Tim, you're also on the Visitors Bureau there, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
When I think about southeast Wisconsin, Lake Geneva, nice houses, restaurants, places on the lake, what else would surprise me to know, Tim, that I could or should do when I go to Walworth County?
Well, so us as a destination in our county, you know, it's comprised of so many different kind of interests for people. And so you know, we have a bunch of lakes, but we also have a bunch of lands and farms and agritourism. But then as you hone into a certain town or a city, there's festivals, there's events, there's different places to stay, places to eat, things to drink. And so right now, what we have, what we've started since May is a beer and wine trail for the county. And so, and Larry was part of this project before I came on, and you know, really helped steer it with the Visitor Bureau, or as we refer to ourselves as Visit Walworth County. There was the intention of introducing a different kind of experience that embraces some newer technology, and to have a wider audience reach. And so we came on board and partnered with Bandwango, and they helped us create a gamified trail, digital trail, that currently is free. And all you need to do is just sign up at explore.visitwalworthcounty.com. And it will get you on a trail of 14 partners in our area. And it's not, there's also a few partners outside of our county per se. But we were really wanting to integrate the communities around our county, not just in our county. And this was a way to really bring other partners into our the fabric of kind of what we offer to our visitors coming in.
Yeah.
And we have over 1,200 people on the trail. And this started, you know, near the end of May, right before Memorial Day weekend. And so it's just been on a gradual climb to get people interested in our area for food and drink, but also to get them to stay, to get them to either do shopping, come to other festivals, like the state fair that Larry's, or I mean, sorry, not state fair, county fair that Larry's been talking about, the Rib Fest that was already at the county fair grounds, other festivals that are coming up, DOS Fest, which is this weekend.
Right.
And so it's other ways to offer something along their way here, not just to bring them here to drink, which is great, too.
Well, I think a beer and a wine. If you go to Kentucky, everybody wants to go on the bourbon trail. And if you go in different parts of this country, everybody wants to try the wine trail. But digitizing it, say you get this little passport app on your phone, and now you follow the trail, you play along, you collect prizes. I know this is a feature of the app. Is it an app per se? Is that something I would download onto my phone?
It's technically not an app. What you do is you, like I said, go to explore.visitwalworthcounty.com. You sign up. It will send you a text message, and from that text message, it will give you real clear instructions on to how to save the actual microsite to the homepage of your device.
Right.
And it creates an app icon, so it looks like an app. It treats it like an app, but the icon just takes you directly to the site that manages this whole gamified experience.
And I can do this anytime, right? This isn't like in the month of September. Yeah. I presume this is an ongoing sort of thing. Right?
You know, and I'll throw in, Tim, if I might, there's some things that make the beer and wine trail unique in Walworth County. And, I mean, there are a lot of beer and wine trails out there, right? So, but this one, you know, most of the breweries and wineries are in very unusual locations or in very unusual buildings, you know, old banks, old churches. One brewery's a farm that was turned into a brewery with, you know, it's a farm setting. It's like when you're out there, it's like you're spending a day on the farm. It's fantastic, you know, with live music and all of that. So it's a real experience to go on that trail.
What kind of wines are they selling in Southeast Wisconsin?
Everything.
Yeah.
You know,
Chardonnays and Syrahs.
I mean, everything from apple wine to Cabernet. You know, it's you can find almost anything. And there's several wineries and several breweries. So it's really fun. I mean, you check in. And after you check in at so many places, you start getting some pretty cool swag stuff. And
so I've heard.
Yeah.
Walworth. So it's visitwalworthcounty.com. That's where I'm going to start, right? Visitwalworthcounty.com.
That'll get them there, won't it, Tim? Otherwise, it's explore.visitwalworthcounty.com.
Yeah.
Explore.
So, if you get to our website, we can direct you to the actual site to get to, but it's explore.visitwalworthcounty.com.
You'll get there.
And then what else should I know about Walworth County, guys? So the trail, the fairgrounds, events going on all of the time. I guess that's something I ought to click on, right?
Yeah, you know, I'll throw in here, Tim, because we've done a lot of demographic research on the fairgrounds and its events, and it seems the most popular reason why people come to Walworth County is to sort of have an authentic rural experience. And it's more than just resort lakes and things like that, but there is that rural experience and lots of activities that involve in a rural setting. And the rolling hills and the beautiful barns and farms, and every road in Walworth County is paved. And they're just fun to explore. And around every corner there's a little town or a little shop or an antique shop, you know, that sort of thing.
I want to stay at a B&B or something like that, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's plenty of that stuff.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, guys, I got just about a minute left. And probably from downtown Chicago, we're talking, what, 90 minutes maybe?
Yeah, around that, yeah. Took me about that to get here this morning in traffic. So.
Yeah, well, now that's a good way to put it. Tim, last thought from you. What else should we know?
Yeah, and well, to piggyback on what Larry was saying, you know, as the size of the county and what we offer, some are wanting a rural experience. Others are wanting a resort experience.
Yeah.
Others want to spend the summer on a lake, be on a boat cruise. And there's various cruises we have on our lakes. Also, there's golf. And there's such an industry for golf in our area, as well as even when it comes to adventure, thrill seeking. I mean, there's zip lining, there's ballooning, all that sort of stuff. So a lot of that information you can find at visitwalworthcounty.com. You can get our digital visitor guide, and it has a whole swath of just different interests that pique various people for what they're looking for.
Sometimes
we have everything for everybody.
Right in your backyard, and you didn't even notice it, and it is for all of us here. Okay, guys, well done. I think we're off to a good start. The best of the Midwest starts in Walworth County, southeast Wisconsin. Gentlemen, both, thank you for helping us out today.
Thank you.
Nicely done. 1157 WGN Radio News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is next.